Well, hello, welcome to Money Minute with Margarita. We are so excited for today's guest. Our guest is Tony Stewart, CLULACPFFE. Now, I'm going to explain what all those acronyms are. So Tony Stewart is a chartered life underwriter, a life and disability insurance analyst, and a certified personal and family financial educator. He's also an internationally recognized financial preparedness advocate, podcaster, and award-winning author. If that wasn't enough, his new book, The Get Ready Blueprint, a 52-week guide to changing the way you think about money, presents the Get Ready Method, which he created to empower people to take control of their money while providing a framework for integrating financial products, financial advice, and advisors. The Get Ready Method provides a framework for integrating financial products, financial advice, and advisors. Tony is also an advisor at Paperwork and Dingo Technologies. Meanwhile, he is a member of the Think Advisors Luminary Class of 2022 as a finalist in thought leadership and education. He served as a long-term member of the California Department of Insurance Curriculum Board as well. So thank you so much, Tony, for being here.
Rita, thanks so much for having me on today. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, of course. So, of course, we are here to talk about the Get Ready Mindset and Get Ready Blueprint, a 52-week guide to changing the way you think about money. So why is mindset important to how we think about money?
Because all of our decisions are influenced by our mindset. And I think sometimes we forget that. So, you know, actually a good example is, you know, if you go to the grocery store when you're hungry, you're going to tend to buy more things than you anticipate looking for. So, you know, maybe hunger is your mindset, but then you end up walking out with a lot of groceries. And you can apply that to different financial services and products. And you can see that with people with their investments. If they're greedy, they may go for return over a sound investment. So I think understanding where you're coming from emotionally and how you're thinking about things is such an important part of the conversation.
I'm so glad you talked about that, because I think about me and insurance, right? My aunt died when I was 10. And I remember my uncle said to my dad, "Hey, Paul, will you loan me money for the funeral?" My dad said, "No, now I don't want you to think my dad was a jerk." My dad was not a jerk. He said, "I'm not going to loan you money for the funeral. I will pay for the funeral." When I was 10 years old, I learned about life insurance. And I think that definitely has affected my mindset.
Yeah. And those are the things that resonate with us. You know, I call it our money story. That's part of your money story and how you think about the value of insurance, because you saw its value in action, where for many people, it's just an abstract concept.
Absolutely. I mean, I share that story. I said I was 10 years old. And then after that, my dad used it as a teaching opportunity. He said, "If anything happens to daddy, it's your job to take care of your mommy and sisters." And people would say, "That's horrible to a 10-year-old little girl." But that was my dad's way of demonstrating love, financial preparedness. So why is it important to empower people rather than tell them what to do? So if we talk about insurance, for example, don't tell people they need insurance, or don't tell people they need to save. Why it's important to empower people?
Well, because I think we're really guides for people. And that's where people get the most value, is when they're able to come to decisions on their own. It's like that old saying, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man how to fish, you feed him for life. And that's how I believe we should look at our roles as financial advisors. And I love where Michael Kitsis goes with this, where he calls us financial advisors. Because if we're advising people, they're making the choices for themselves, which means they're going to most likely end up with better choices than what we could recommend for them. So that's how I look at it. That's all about educating people so they can make their own choices.
Okay, the Get Ready Method Blueprint, a 52-week guide to changing the way you think about money. Why are weekly actions helpful?
For a couple reasons. The big one is that it's a habit. And if we do something weekly, daily, however often, with whatever frequency, it becomes a habit. And weekly is a good time frame for most people. It's something where you can remember, you know, hey, every weekend I'm going to work on one portion of my finances. And that's where I was trying to go with this, is there's so many things in the money world that we have to worry about that we oftentimes forget about reviewing small things. Like, for example, our banking. Are we paying ATM fees because it's more convenient to go to an ATM that's out of network, but it's where we go grocery shopping every weekend? You know, but those are all the things that add up. So, you know, I want to break it down in a way so that people could do something small each week and also build it as a habit to take care of their money.
There is no shortage of information. How do we know what information is not only useful, but helpful?
That's a great question, Rita. And I think it's a struggle, especially with so many sources out there giving us information. It's always hard to know. I would recommend, you know, thinking about, is there a bias? Is this person benefiting from giving you certain advice? For example, if you get educational materials from a bank, are those educational materials biased towards you having an account with that bank? So starting to understand the bias, but also I think the other important thing in today's world is the source of the information. And is that person qualified to give you information? So for example, if we want to find out about, let's say, eye surgery, and I were to research it online, I would be interested in articles that were written by doctors or people who had, you know, maybe eye surgery researchers, you know, but people who knew something about eye surgery rather than somebody who said, hey, I had eye surgery once, I'm going to write a blog about eye surgery. And I think that's how we tend to think in the money world is, you know, it's like, okay, is this person really qualified to give us the advice, or are they just somebody who knows something about it? And so for me, that's the defining factor.
That's super helpful. Thank you so much. I love all these. I love this conversation. Why should someone think about their goals before they think about a product? I mean, retirement definitely comes to mind. College, for that matter. I think all too often people go to the product, but you're suggesting that people think about their goals before they run out and implement something.
Well, if you think about your goals first, you're going to find the right products to fit into that. So think back to when we were little and you have that thing, you know, the board with all the different shapes and you're trying to get the circle and the square, and it's really frustrating. But we don't think about that with our financial lives. So, you know, for example, I like picking on Bitcoin. And when Bitcoin was super popular, everybody's like, hey, you need to buy Bitcoin. But they didn't ask the question, it's like, is Bitcoin going to help you achieve your financial goals? Well, if you're saving for a house, Bitcoin probably isn't. It's a super volatile product, you know, aside from all the other factors with Bitcoin. So, you know, that's why I think it's so important to think about, like, okay, what do I want to accomplish? And then what's the best vehicle to get me there? What's going to help me on my journey? And I think that's how people should, you know, start to think about that. And that's part of being empowered, is educating yourself on the products and services that will help you achieve your goals.
So, Tony, I just wanted to thank you for sharing your trailblazing thought leadership on financial wellness and financial advice and to help people get ready. Where can people learn more about your work, follow your work, and purchase your books?
Well, you can find my books at all major online retailers, including Amazon, or if you like supporting independent bookstores, there's bookshop.org, which supports independent bookstores. So I like giving them a shout out for those of you who are like me and love independent bookstores. And you can find me on LinkedIn, as well as you can check out my website at tonystewart.com.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. And before we close out, do you have any parting words of wisdom for our listeners?
The big thing for me is to encourage people to be curious about their money. Be curious about your choices. And if you're a financial advisor, be curious about your clients. Talk to your clients. Find out what your clients' goals and dreams are and help them achieve that. So That would be on my closing words, is to be curious.
Well, thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you sharing your expertise with us.
Well, thanks, Rita. I appreciate being on today, and thanks everybody for tuning in.